Everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
This is Connor.
And today we have an upper intermediate lesson, very important lesson.
Yeah.
It is actually one of our book series lessons.
Yeah.
And it is on sleep.
Yeah, this is really important. You know, like one third of our lives is spent trying to sleep. You know, most of us have disturbed, restless nights and we rely on a cocktail of caffeine and sugar to drag us through the day, but the hours we spend in bed really shape our mood and our decision-making, our judgment, our motivation, and they really define our performance at work, at home, while keeping fit as well.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And sleep coaches,
sleep coach.
Like any coach, they're teaching you how.
Yeah.
A famous one is Nick Littlehales.
Littlehale, that's an interesting name.
It is. And he wrote a book called The Myth of 8 Hours, The Power of Naps.
Yay, I love naps.
Yes. And when he wrote this book, he started a sleep revolution.
Oh, like sleeping, so we get to sleep all the time?
We can sleep more. Basically, changing the way we think about sleep and how to get a good night's sleep.
Right, so changing our ideas about sleep.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And so here in this lesson are some great tips from this sleep guru.
Mm-hmm. Ironically, we have 8 tips.
We have like, 8 tips. Yeah. And basically to teach you how to get a deep, refreshing sleep so you can be at your best in the morning.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's take a listen.
Excellent. Number 1, make sure you understand circadian rhythms. Number 2, take an online test to find out your personal chronotype and if you're a lark or an owl. Number 3, identify a common wake-up time every day, ideally between 6 and 7:30 a.m., to be in harmony with the circadian sunrise and sunset. Number 4, adopt 3 specific practical routines and habits to do 90 minutes before your targeted bedtime to promote entering your sleep cycle naturally. Number 5, plan a recovery break every 90 minutes throughout the day for fresh air, even just for a few minutes. Number 6, have a nap, either between 1 to 3 p.m. or 5 to 7 p.m. to take the pressure off the nocturnal periods. Number 7, make your bedroom a sleep and recovery zone. Get rid of electrical devices and set the temperature at 16 to 18 degrees Celsius. Number 8, invest in quality sleep products like mattresses, duvets, linens, and pillows that suit you. Okay, so we just heard Nick Littlehale's 8 tips.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And well, let's just jump into number 1. So first, make sure you understand circadian rhythms.
Whoa. Right. Big words.
Yeah.
So, let's start with rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, a rhythm is a pattern of something.
Mm-hmm.
It's often used in music.
Yeah.
Most often.
Yeah, because it's like a beat. Like it repeats, it comes back. It's like repeating.
Repeating thing.
Yeah.
And so then we have this word circadian.
Yeah, and it's a soft C, as you may have noticed. It's not circadian. It's circadian.
Circadian.
Uh-huh, yeah. And the word, circa means about. Or around. And circadian means day.
Right.
In Latin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So basically, this word just refers to the 24-hour sleep cycle that everybody has.
Yeah, so like every day. It happens again and again and again each day. And it kind of like it's a biological and a
physiological
function, yeah.
Right.
Great words there.
Yes. So how do we learn about this?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this is step 2 there. So you can take an online test. You can probably do a lot bigger test, but you can do a simple test to find out your personal chronotype.
Right. So chrono means time.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And you could say chronotype. Doesn't matter.
Both. I would say you said chronotype?
Maybe I did. I can't remember.
I think I would say chronotype.
Okay, yeah.
But both are completely fine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And basically all it means is the type of sleeper you are.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So examples of this we have in step two there. Lark. Are you a lark or are you an owl?
Right. All this means is are you a morning person or a night person?
Yeah. So lark, as you may not know, it's a kind of bird.
Right.
And it will wake you up in the morning.
Right. Yeah. So we call it a skylark.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it is a beautiful singing bird.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's like an alarm clock in the morning.
Yes. In my neighborhood, I have lots.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, this you can also use if you are a female.
Okay.
And you're a good singer.
Oh,
you can sing like a lark.
Oh, because they're beautiful singers.
Beautiful singers.
Except when do you want to sleep in?
Except at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And then owl, we also can say night owl.
You know night owl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So those are the two most common types.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a lark? Mm-hmm. Are you an owl? Mm-hmm. Morning,
yeah,
night.
My mom is definitely a night owl. She's an owl. She goes to bed at 1 a.m. My dad wakes up at like 5 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're opposite, but they do well.
That's why they've been married for a long time.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
So number three.
Mm-hmm.
What are, you know, now that we understand these types of sleepers we are and the understanding of the circadian rhythms, what do we do?
Well, at first you have to identify a common wake-up time every day.
Right.
Yeah.
So identify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just recognize.
Point out. Figure out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, here we have ideally. Mm-hmm. Ideally, this should be between 6 and 7:30 a.m.
Right. So the best time?
Yeah. Yeah. Ideally, it's the best possible situation. We can also use this as a noun, actually, like, or an even adjective.
Yeah.
What's your ideal type?
Yes.
Yeah. Like if you're talking about romance, like girlfriend or boyfriend. Oh, I like tall guys or something.
Exactly. Yeah, so with ideally, this is a really, really useful phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of when there's lots of options,
yeah,
but
exactly,
you want to
point
out what is the best option.
Yeah, the best one. The one I want the most.
Right.
Yeah.
So ideally, I wake up at 6 o'clock every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Today, I accidentally turned off my alarm.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the best thing.
Mm-hmm. And we can also use it as a noun. An ideal or ideals are kind of like our values, our highest values.
Right, totally. And then as an adjective, the ideal wake-up time
is
6 to 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this morning I woke up at 6:45, right in the middle.
Right in smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
Perfect. And now we do this because you will then be in harmony.
This is great. I love this word. You'll be in harmony with the circadian sunrise and sunset. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Now, in harmony with, this is just a more formal way of saying in sync with.
Yeah, this is a really awesome expression, in sync. Sync is short for synchronize or synchronous. But just don't worry about that. Just in sync with. It's like two different things are kind of going together at the same time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're working well together.
Working well together. Yeah, yeah. So it could be a relationship even, right?
Right. So we're really in sync.
Uh-huh. We have similar ideas.
Yeah.
We get along really well.
Hobbies.
Hobbies, yeah, for sure.
There's also a 90s boy band called NSYNC.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they all kind of sang in harmony together.
Yeah. If you know Justin Timberlake, he was part of the boy band NSYNC.
Exactly.
It also can mean like being in agreement or being in balance with something. Yeah. So you want to be in balance with the nature, with the sunrise and the sunset.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Not like me. So, you know, we talked about waking up at the ideal time.
Mm-hmm,
what's another thing we can do?
Well, yeah, we have to adopt three specific practical routines and habits to do 90 minutes before your bedtime.
Right. Mm-hmm. So adopt. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a great verb that we used for habits.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you need a new habit, more positive habit, you adopt a new habit or adopt a new routine, meaning you just take it on.
Yeah. You take it on. You. It's kind of like adapting to something, but adopt is like, I want that to be a part of me. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And what I do. Yeah.
Just like you adopt a child, possibly.
Adopt a habit.
Taking it into your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. And you should do this before your bedtime. 90 minutes, and this is specifically your targeted bedtime.
So just like we want a specific wake-up time, mm-hmm. we want a specific go-to-bed time.
Yeah, yeah.
So your targeted is kind of when you're aiming mm-hmm, yeah. to go to bed.
Yeah, we use all these words from sports, like gun, like shooting a gun or bow and arrow.
Isn't sleeping a sport?
Oh, I wish it were. Yeah. So like it's a goal or an aim, like you aim a gun at a target. So
right.
it's like you're trying to reach that one. Other words for target, you can say like target market.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anything that you want to, maybe a deadline, you mm-hmm. can say a yeah. target date.
Target date, yeah.
So that specific point that you're focusing on, you're aiming mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and you're trying to do something mm-hmm. by
yeah,
that time.
Exactly. And there are some realistic targets. There's also some unrealistic or even ambitious targets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're doing these things because you want to promote
yeah.
entering your sleep cycle naturally. So mm-hmm. promote.
Just like encourage or urge.
Support.
Support, yeah. Things you can promote, you know, promote change, promote growth.
Right.
Investment, yeah.
It's marketing in mm-hmm. itself is yeah. a promotion.
Yeah, yeah.
So promotion is mm-hmm. the noun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also promotion can mean sale.
So, oh, yes, it can. Yeah.
So
yeah.
this is one of the expansion words, uh-huh. and you'll see in there that there's a sentence about yeah. something going on sale.
Yeah.
It's a promotion.
Yeah, kind of to increase the sale, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Kind of like marketing.
Mm.
And you're promoting entering your sleep cycle naturally.
Yeah. So this is a good, it's like you might notice it looks like bicycle or mm-hmm. motorcycle. Cycle, it kind of comes from that word circle.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes back.
Right. It's a pattern.
Mm-hmm. It's a pattern. It repeats itself.
Yes. So the mm-hmm. pattern of your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So this also goes back to your chronotype.
Ooh,
are
yeah.
you a lark or a night owl?
Right, right.
So mm-hmm. kind of links back.
Mm-hmm. And along with this pre-bedtime habit, there's also another great habit in step five.
My favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's you want to take a break every 90 minutes.
Yeah.
So recovery break.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a noun from the verb recover.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of means to come back to your health.
Right.
Okay. Come back to full health.
So you take mm-hmm. a pause to go for
take
a walk.
A break. Yeah. Kind of refresh.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Refreshing.
Yeah.
This is really important, especially to step away from your computer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
Because we all sit there for many hours.
Mm-hmm.
And another great one.
Have a nap.
Have a nap.
Yeah.
A little sleep during
yeah.
the day.
Or take a nap.
Right.
Yeah.
And now the two suggested time periods here are between 1 and 3 or 5 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Now, personally, I cannot do 5 to 7 because I won't be able to sleep later.
It's too close.
It's too close to bedtime.
Right. Yeah. For me, it's often between 2 and 3 o'clock that
okay.
I'll have
yeah.
a nap.
Yeah, it's a good time. Yeah,
yeah uh-huh. just like a child.
And so what does this do?
It takes the pressure off the nocturnal period.
Ooh.
So a lot going on here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So pressure, it's like the stress,
mm-hmm.
okay? If you didn't have enough sleep, you have, it's called a sleep deficit.
Right.
Okay?
So
naps can help this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you to take the pressure off something is to relieve it,
mm-hmm.
to, like, here's another example that if you study really well for mm-hmm. an exam.
Yeah.
You're taking the pressure off a little bit too,
right.
because it becomes natural.
Yeah, yeah.
Or for example, if your parents are really supportive,
uh-huh.
It can take the pressure off, you know, being an adult.
Yeah.
right away.
So things that make you nervous, there's lots of pressure, lots of stress.
Yeah.
Yeah, like your parents pressuring you to get married or something.
Right.
Yeah.
So when my brother got married mm-hmm. and had sons,
mm-hmm.
It actually took the pressure off me to
oh.
have children.
Oh, nice.
Because
so
my mom was distracted.
She has grandkids now.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And this nocturnal period.
Right.
Yeah.
So period is time here.
Right, period is time. And then nocturnal just means, well, Nacht means night.
Night in
yeah.
German,
in,
I believe.
In German, yeah, yeah.
So nocturnal just mm-hmm. means nighttime.
Yeah, nighttime, active at night, like
right.
an owl or a cat.
Right.
Cat.
So if you're a nocturnal person, uh-huh. that means you sleep during the daytime.
Yeah.
And you're awake at nighttime.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, during this nocturnal period, Your bedroom should be just like a sleeping place. So that gets into step number 7.
Right.
Make your bedroom a sleep and recovery zone.
Right. Another word would be sanctuary.
Sanctuary,
or haven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, haven, yeah.
Which mine is, my bed is very plush.
Oh, yeah.
But firm at the same time.
Yeah. So, for example, don't put a TV in your bedroom or a computer. Yeah. Make it a sleep zone.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you want to get rid of all electrical devices.
Right. So get rid of, just remove or put
away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get rid of is great because it can have many meanings in context. Like it can mean throw away in the garbage or just get out of here.
It can also mean delete something.
Sure. Yeah.
So
get rid of that. Yeah.
If you're working with some, we work back and forth on these lessons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll be like, okay, this.
That.
And you'll say, well, let's get rid of this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And change it to this.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Take it out. Remove it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And especially electrical devices, because those are bad for you when you're sleeping.
They are, yeah. And what about temperature?
You want to keep it between 16 and 18 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, this is really interesting. I was reading this recently as well. It's better to sleep a little bit cold than a little bit warm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I find this for myself, that if I sleep with my outside door open on my patio, and I find I'm more refreshed.
Yeah, yeah. So you'll have a better sleep if you're just a little bit cold, opposed to warm.
Yes.
If you have a choice, choose a little bit cold.
A little bit colder, because you'll warm up when you're sleeping.
Exactly.
Too.
Yeah, for sure.
And very importantly, and this is probably the thing that I do most and I believe in most, is invest in quality sleep products like mattresses, duvets, linens, and pillows.
Yeah, definitely mattresses for sure.
Right. Yeah, so here, invest in, spend the money on.
Yeah, spend the money. Yeah. So you're spending money, but you're getting something back. You're getting
good quality
sleep.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're, you know, you can use invest in terms of any sort of money things.
You can invest in something like time even. Yeah.
And we've talked in the past about designer things. Mm-hmm. So designer brands, the quality tends to be a bit better.
Yeah.
But you have to pay a little bit more.
Right, right. Yeah.
And, but it's worth it.
For sure. And you can even say investing in friendships. You know,
you
spend time, you put in time, but you get back a really quality relationship.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, mattresses, I think you guys know this. This is just the thing you sleep on.
Yep.
And underneath, little point here is the box spring.
Oh, yes,
which
box spring.
We kind of lump together with mattresses. It's the base of the mattress.
Yeah,
so the bottom part.
Two parts, right?
Right.
But these days they're kind of mixing, combining the parts, I think.
They
really,
tend to,
really cool mattresses these days.
Yeah. And duvets. Uh-huh. So this for me is really important. Now, just for the pronunciation, it's duvet.
Duvet, not duvet.
Not duvet.
Duvet. Yeah.
And this is the blanket that's a little bit thicker than a quilt.
Yeah, yeah. They're thick and they're like, it's like a big pillow.
Right. It's made of down sometimes, like
down
feathers.
Yeah. They're expensive.
They are expensive, but they're cool in summer, warm in winter.
They're wonderful.
Don't know how they work, but they work.
Yeah.
And linens. Yeah. Now this, I collect linens.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically, this just refers to sheets.
Yeah, the sheets, the thin blankets, the sheets for your bed.
Right. Yeah. And now, going back to duvet for a second, there's a type of linen that goes over the duvet to protect it. Mm-hmm. It's called a duvet cover.
Yep, duvet cover, yeah.
So that is kind of a type of linen as well.
Right.
And we say linens to mean all sheets.
All of them together.
If you just say linen, it often, as a noun, it means a material.
Just a material,
cotton or wool, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
And pillows. Mm-hmm. I just invested a lot of money in some new pillows, and they are awesome.
Those are so important.
Yes. Yeah. And go ahead.
Finally, so make sure those suit you and your body.
Right. Match.
Mm-hmm. They match your body. Yeah. So you don't, if some people like a harder, more firm mattress, and some people like a soft mattress they can sink into.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whatever suits you. And not only do you like, but works best for you.
Yeah. Works best for you. Yeah. You need to have a good sleep. That's most important.
Right. And in a previous lesson, we talked about glasses and shapes that suit your face.
Right.
So
match
your face.
And match your type. Yeah.
So great. Let's take another listen to these 8 tips.
Okie doke.
Number one, make sure you understand circadian rhythms. Number two, take an online test to find out your personal chronotype and if you're a lark or an owl. Number three, identify a common wake-up time every day, ideally between 6 and 7:30 a.m., to be in harmony with the circadian sunrise and sunset. Number four, adopt three specific practical routines and habits to do 90 minutes before your targeted bedtime to promote entering your sleep cycle naturally. Number five, plan a recovery break every 90 minutes throughout the day for fresh air, even just for a few minutes. Number six, have a nap, either between 1 to 3 p.m. or 5 to 7 p.m. to take the pressure off the nocturnal periods. Number seven, make your bedroom a sleep and recovery zone. Get rid of electrical devices and set the temperature at 16 to 18 degrees Celsius. Number eight, invest in quality sleep products like mattresses, duvets, linens, and pillows that suit you.
Okay, so we just heard those tips one more time. There was a lot of really good vocabulary in here. And one thing just to say, this is actually really important. You might think it's okay to, you know, get 4 hours of sleep during the weekday and then make up for it, catch up on your sleep on the weekend. But actually, this is called social jet lag. And it means you're kind of sleeping short on the weekdays and then sleeping long on the weekends. Well, this can actually affect your health.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it can affect how you're functioning at work, things like that. Mm-hmm. It can be dangerous even just walking if you're kind of a zombie almost.
Exactly. So it's important to maintain a consistent sleep cycle.
Right. So let us know in the comments section. Do you do any of these tips, or maybe is there something else that you do that you find really helps you to sleep well?
Yeah. And are you a lark or are you an owl?
Exactly.
So we look forward to your comments and have a great day.
Take care.